this is Ann Weller with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And during the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information with you. This information is selected from the Nutrition Action Health Letter, which is a publication of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, based in Washington, D.C. The Center for Science in the Public Interest was founded in 1971 by three scientists who wanted to apply their academic training to the solving of social problems. The center conducts innovative research and other programs in health and nutrition, and it provides consumers with current information about their health and well-being. An independent, nonprofit consumer health group, the center promotes honest food labeling and advertising, safer and more nutritious foods, and pro-health alcohol policies. The work of the Center for Science in the Public Interest is supported by Nutrition Action Health Letter subscribers and by foundation grants. However, it accepts no government or industry funding. A Nutrition Action Health Letter, which was first published in 1974, accepts no advertising. The following edition of Nutrition News is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Please use this information in consultation with your personal physician. In the cover story of the July-August 2011 edition of Nutrition News, Director of Nutrition Bonnie Liebman and Senior Nutritionist Jane Hurley explore some insider tips to keep you healthy. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Cut back on salt, saturated fat, and sugar, and switch to whole grains. And exercise for at least an hour a day. Many of you know all that and more. But how do you translate those broad strokes into the dozens of diet and exercise decisions that you make each day? Well, here are some of our favorite tips to get you started. First, when you're at the store, maybe you should not be too tired or rushed or distracted to wash and cut up your own broccoli, carrots, and cauliflower. But let's face it, you are, so don't sweat it. Companies like Dole and Mann's are happy to do it for you. And the cost is not much higher if you consider that there is no waste. Other options, you could buy your broccoli, carrots, and other vegetables at the salad bar, or buy a bag of frozen, unseasoned veggies, which come in Asian, Mediterranean, and other blends. Open the bag, dump into a skillet or wok, add sauce, and cook. Your dinner is served. You might also replace processed meats with no nitrite added deli meats. Red and processed meats are a convincing cause of colorectal cancer, says the World Cancer Research Fund and the American Institute for Cancer Research. Eat no more than about 18 ounces of red meat, that includes beef, pork, and lamb, a week, no more than 18 ounces a week, and no processed meats at all, advise the experts. Ounce for ounce, consuming processed meat increases your risk twice as much as consuming red meat, said the report. The nitrites that are added to processed meats may make them worse than other red meats. So to avoid them and to dodge some sodium, look for no nitrite added, lower sodium, or no salt added deli meats by Applegate Farms, Boar's Head, Dietz and Watson, and Wellshire Farms. Or try a veggie burger. People who eat more red meat have a higher risk of colorectal cancer. Seafood and poultry eaters do not. But fish and chicken do not taste like burgers. Some veggie burgers do taste like burgers. And soy-based burgers, like Morningstar Farms grillers, are protein-rich. Check the label. Grain or veggie-based burgers, like Garden Burgers, have less than 10 grams of protein. Veggie burgers have more salt than ground beef. But at least you don't have to worry about food poisoning from E. coli. Switch to thins or light bread. The landmark Omni Heart study tested diets that were rich in vegetables, fruit, and low-fat dairy foods, and low in saturated fat, salt, and sugar. And all of them lowered blood pressure and LDL, or bad cholesterol. Each had just 4 or 5 servings of grain, preferably whole grain, for someone who needs 2,000 calories a day. Instead, people got most of their carbohydrates from vegetables, fruit, and beans. A serving of grain was just one slice of bread, or a half cup of rice, cereal, or pasta. Uh-oh. One way to stretch your grains, try thin whole grain rolls, like Pepperidge Farm Deli Flats or Arnold Sandwich Thins, which have just 100 calories per bun. Or you might try light breads like Arnold or Oral Wheat Bakery Light or Pepperidge Farm Carb Style or Very Thin, which have just 40 to 60 calories per slice, about half what you'd get in ordinary whole grain breads. Try turning spinach into salads. A 9-ounce bag of spinach makes 3 3-cup servings, says the Dole label. And in the OmniHeart study, 1 cup was the serving. And a 3-cup serving of spinach has 10% of a day's potassium, plus 510% of a day's vitamin K, 160% of a day's vitamin A, 40% of a day's vitamin C, and folate, 15% of a day's magnesium and iron, and 8% of a day's calcium and fiber, all for 20 calories. Just 20. Any greens are good greens, but spinach is a superstar. And so easy. Go for a whole grain version of your favorite cereal. Kashi 7 whole grain nuggets instead of Post grape nuts. Bran flakes instead of corn flakes. Or General Mills Total instead of Kellogg's Product 19. Though you don't need the vitamins that are added to either of them if you take a multivitamin. You might also buy sliced mango, cantaloupe, pineapple, or other fruit. You'll still pay less than you would for a fruit salad at a restaurant. And try a new vegetable. People who eat a wider variety of vegetables tend to be thinner, says Susan Roberts, director of the Energy Metabolism Laboratory at the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University in Boston. That is probably because the vegetables are displacing higher-calorie foods. Something like half of all Americans' vegetables are iceberg lettuce, potatoes, onions, and canned tomatoes, says Roberts. So there's a lot of room for increasing the variety of vegetables. You might also buy a set of ramekins. Look for ramekins or other bowls that hold just 1/2 cup or 4 ounces of food. Use these ramekins to serve frozen yogurt, ice cream, or other sweets. And the serving may look small, but it matches the serving on Nutrition Facts labels. It's a single scoop of ice cream. Or you might use frozen fruit for smoothies. Blend unsweetened frozen strawberries or blueberries with milk or plain yogurt to make an instantly cold smoothie. Homemade smoothies trounce the sugar-loaded concoctions that are sold in restaurants. And read labels to dodge salt. You can now find canned tomatoes, tuna, and beans with no salt added. Zip. Fresh chicken used to have no salt added. Now you have to check the label to make sure. And check the Nutrition Facts label to see if a competing brand of any packaged food has less sodium. You'd be surprised. Finally, make junk food boring. Are you trying to cut calories? Well, don't stock your kitchen with 5 kinds of cookies, ice cream, pastries, or other sweets. If you have a greater variety, you eat more, says Dr. Roberts. And that also applies to a meal. In a one-day study, people who were offered pasta in 3 different shapes ate 600 calories. But people who were offered pasta in 1 shape ate only 500 calories. Variety is one reason people eat more food at restaurants, adds Dr. Roberts. You never go out to eat the same thing that you have in your refrigerator. Now for some insider tips to staying healthier that you might practice at home rather than at the store. Eat plain yogurt or mix plain yogurt with sweetened yogurt. Unsweetened yogurt offers the most nutrient bang for your calorie buck. For extra protein, try creamy, even if it's fat-free, Greek yogurt. If plain yogurt is too tart for you, mix plain and sweetened yogurt. You might also replace a side of rice, potatoes, or pasta with beans. Swap that side of rice or pasta or potatoes for a bean lentil dish. Why? Well, in the OmniHeart study, the higher protein diet and the higher unsaturated fat diet led to lower blood pressure, triglycerides, and LDL or bad cholesterol than the higher carb diet. And half the protein came from plant foods. You can make bean salads and bean soups, says Janice Swain, the dietitian who planned the OmniHeart meals. Beans are inexpensive, so they are an economical way to get a good protein vegetable mix. Consider eating fish twice a week. The omega-3 fats in fish may protect your heart. A fatty fish like salmon or trout is best. And cover half your plate with vegetables or fruit. Forget the side of veggies. They should occupy more plate real estate than your protein or pasta, rice, or potatoes. The OmniHeart diets have 11 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. A serving is equal to 1 piece of fruit, 1/2 cup of cooked vegetables, or 1 cup of raw vegetable, like lettuce. So it's really not that much. Your main dish salad could easily be 4 servings. And check serving sizes. Check serving sizes. And check serving sizes. Does your cereal have 200 calories per cup or per half a cup? Does your can of condensed soup contain 1 serving or 2.5 servings? Does that frozen lasagna, pizza, burrito, pot pie, macaroni and cheese, or stir-fry dinner serve 1, 2, or more? Do not check the calories or any other nutrition facts until you check the serving size. Now here's a snack tip. Lay slices of cantaloupe, honeydew, mango, or papaya on a plate and squeeze on them fresh lime juice. Then eat. And also drink mostly calorie-free. Liquid calories do not register, says Susan Roberts. If you drink a liquid in the middle of the morning, you eat as much at lunch as if you never drank anything. And that applies not just to sodas, but to fruit juices, energy drinks, and sweetened iced tea or coffee. Milkshakes and smoothies do register, just not as much as the calories in a solid food. The average American gets 22% of their calories from liquids, says Dr. Roberts, and that's a huge amount. So switching to calorie-free beverages ought to be an easy way to get rid of calories. In one study, people gained weight after 3 weeks of drinking about 3 cans a day of regular soft drinks, but not after drinking that many diet soft drinks. And soda drinkers are more likely to gain weight than non-drinkers, according to dozens of studies. Good grief, says Dr. Roberts. Why would anyone drink a 12-ounce can of regular soda when you can save 150 calories with diet soda? Better yet, avoid the questionable artificial sweeteners in most diet soft drinks by drinking water instead. Or sweeten your tea or coffee or lemonade with safe Splenda. Add veggies to boost potassium and to lower salt. Mix a bagged salad kit with a bag of undressed lettuce. Add a pound of steamed broccoli to your favorite Chinese takeout dish. Add fresh or frozen veggies to frozen skillet meals. You can also add unseasoned bulgur, quick-cooking brown rice, or whole wheat couscous or orzo to an equal amount of a prepared seasoned grain. Each mouthful ends up with more potassium and less salt. Why not give the old blood pressure a break? And here's a snack tip. Open a bag of sugar snap peas, rinse them, and eat them. Make your snacks fruit or vegetables. What better way to tide you over to your next meal than a low-calorie, light yet fulfilling orange, half a cantaloupe, peach, plum, banana, bowl of cherries, berries, or grapes? Try baby carrots, grape tomatoes, or slices of bell pepper or cucumber with a few tablespoons of hummus or bean dip. Cook with canola or olive oil. Replacing saturated fats in meat and dairy with unsaturated fats lowers your LDL or your bad cholesterol. Most people get plenty of polyunsaturated rich soybean oil in restaurants and prepared foods, including mayonnaise and salad dressing. So, at home, use either extra virgin olive oil when you want its flavor, or canola oil. Both of these oils are rich in unsaturated fat. Switch from tuna to salmon. Canned salmon has more healthy omega-3 fats than canned tuna. And the salmon is almost always wild. Raincoast Trading and other companies offer unsalted canned salmon. And squeeze in fruits and veggies. Add diced bell pepper and halved grape tomatoes to your tuna salad. Add grapes and diced apples to chicken salad. Add sautéed mushrooms, bell peppers, and onions to pasta. You will feel full on fewer calories. And try nuts instead of croutons. Nuts and seeds have some plant protein and polyunsaturated fat, but they are too calorie-dense to eat with abandon. So just sprinkle them on salads instead of croutons, which are usually salty white flour bread, or add them to yogurt, cereal, fruit, and vegetable dishes. And for extra flavor, toast them first in the oven or on a skillet until they start to turn brown. Drink water before your meals. You trying to lose weight? Well, many people believe that drinking water helps them eat less. And researcher Brenda Davey has evidence that it works. Dr. Davey, associate professor of nutrition at Virginia Tech, assigned 48 overweight men and women aged 55 to 75 to eat a low-calorie diet. Half of them were told to drink roughly 2 cups of water before each meal. And after 12 weeks, the water drinkers lost about 16 pounds, while the others only lost about 11 pounds. It's an easy way to manage hunger and to lose weight, says Dr. Davey. Stick to one small cookie or chocolate or other sweet a day. Sugars raise damaging triglycerides, and most people do not have space for their empty calories. In the OmniHeart trial, the healthiest diets had room for only 1 or 2 teaspoons of added sugars a day. A 6-ounce fruit yogurt or half a cup of ice cream has 3 to 5 teaspoons of sugar. And many breakfast cereals have 2 teaspoons in a small 1/4 cup serving. Still, it may be unrealistic to banish nearly all sweets from your diet. Instead, stick with just 1 piece of chocolate, a frozen fudge bar, or 1 small cookie a day. A 440-calorie, 8 teaspoons of sugar Panera chocolate chipper cookie does not qualify. Sorry. And buy a pedometer. Okay, you can't just buy it. You have to use it. You have to wear it. Buy a pedometer and aim for a 10,000-a-day step goal, says Dr. Davey. That's about 5 miles of walking. In a review of 26 studies on more than 2,700 people, researchers found that using a pedometer boosted activity by 27% because it helps to have a step goal. The nice thing is that the 10,000 steps can be accumulated over the day, says Dr. Davey. And if you know you need to get your step count up and you're sitting at a computer, you're more inclined to get up and walk around. Try working out while you watch TV. Why not do some strength training? Crunches, push-ups, bicep curls, lunges, you name it. They may even be easier to get through in front of the tube. Do you have a treadmill or a stationary bicycle? Well, you'll know where to park it. And shoot for 8 to 12 repetitions. To build strength, you have to use enough, but not too much weight. Here's a rule of thumb. If you can do at least 8, but no more than 12 repetitions, you're probably using the right weight. Up to 13 repetitions? It's probably time to switch to a heavier weight. And finally, here are some insider tips that you might practice at a restaurant. These tips will lead to a healthier lifestyle. I wasn't that hungry, so I ordered an appetizer instead of an entree. We recently overheard a young woman say, "Yikes, at a restaurant like the Cheesecake Factory, appetizers like quesadillas, spinach and cheese dip, nachos, buffalo wings, and Thai lettuce wraps have 1,000 to 1,600 calories. They're as bad or worse than an entree. A better bet, order a house or a side salad, or just wait for your entree. Every portion of food at a restaurant is 2 to 3 times what you need, says Susan Roberts. Restaurants are toxic because they condition you to expect large portions. So at home, your regular portions seem stingy. Solution? Before the food gets to your plate, simply tell the server that you only want half, and you'd like to put them to put the rest in a container so that you can take it with you. It's a really easy thing to do, and it means that the calories are not sitting in front of you. And double the veggies. Instead of potatoes, rice, or pasta, ask for 2 sides of vegetables or extra salad. For variety, check out the veggies that come with other entrees on the menu. And think petite. Look for appetizers, sandwiches, desserts, or other items that the restaurant labels small, mini, demi, or treat size. Think of them as normal, and everything else as supersized. Well, folks, we've reached the conclusion of this month's segment of Nutrition News. The show will be rebroadcast this week on Friday at 11 p.m. and then on Saturday at 3 p.m. And please join me for the next edition of Nutrition News, which will air on Wednesday, October 5th. I'm Ann Weller, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and I hope that you've enjoyed this show. This program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long till next month.